You'll need sustenance to get through the big game today, so don't forget the chips and your favorite dip, whether it be guacamole, salsa, bean, or cheese. But do not dip that chip twice. Paul Dawson, a professor of food microbiology at Clemson University, and his students conducted a recent study on the dangers of double dipping. The research was inspired by an episode of Seinfeld.
Did you just double dip that chip?
Excuse me?
You double dipped the chip.
Double dipped? What are you talking about?
You dipped the chip, you took a bite, and you dipped again.
So?
That's like putting your whole mouth right in the dip.
Paul Dawson joins us from Clemson University. First, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
What did you expect to find in your research on double dipping?
I expected not to find very much bacteria transferred, but we were surprised that when the student dipped the chip and then put it back in the dip, it does inoculate, so to speak, that common dip area.
What dips did you use to test your theory?
We started with actually sterile water just to see if it would transfer, and when it did, we tested three dips, that being salsa, chocolate dip, and then cheese dip. And sure enough, it followed suit that there was significant transfer of bacteria due to double dipping.
Is it really more or less sanitary than kissing somebody or sharing a toothbrush?
I would say it's about the same, and most bacteria are good bacteria, are not harmful. On the other hand, we know that there are infectious diseases that are carried in saliva. It only follows that this might be another way that those are transferred.
So what's the solution for folks who are going to have their Super Bowl parties today? Should they just steer clear of particular dips?
Well, you said a couple of things earlier, that one would be you look around the room, and if people are double dipping, if you're willing to kiss everybody in the room, then go ahead. Or if you prefer not to, then maybe avoid that dip.
All right. Are you doing anything Super Bowl Sunday?
I've actually been invited over for some other colleagues to have a Super Bowl party, yes.
What are you going
to be checking? I'll be bringing some sanitizer and I think we're bringing some dip.
What kind of dip are you bringing?
Spinach artichoke dip.
Uh-huh.
Small chips, rubber gloves.
and antibiotics?
Toothbrush, yeah.
Paul Dawson is a professor of food microbiology at Clemson University in South Carolina. His study on double dipping will be published later this year in the Journal of Food Safety. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.